My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about five ways to stand out and get noticed as a marketing employee. So what's interesting is I've been publishing to YouTube a lot of these careers videos. And whenever I do something on careers, whether it's on YouTube or even when I mess around on TikTok or Instagram, the careers videos tend to do really well. So people want to, they want ideas in terms of how to get a good job, but they also want to perform really well. So Neil and I wanted to talk about five ways that you could really make sure that, hey, you're going to really be top of the line or in front of the line in terms of getting promotions and then, you know, getting raises and things like that. So I'd imagine, Neil, we're probably going to send this to our employees as well for the businesses that we have. But number one for me is if you want to stand out, this really starts from the beginning. I remember there's a guy I keep coming back to over and over, Raghav, who now works for Team Gary Vee. When he first reached out to me as an intern candidate, he wasn't even hired yet, but he wrote an 8,000 word blog post telling me exactly what he would do. And the reason it was great because when you write, it shows me how you think and the way you formatted it, the way that you communicate, the way that you put pictures in there, the way that you give me tactical feedback, and the way that it's just easy to digest. Even though it was 8,000 words, it was really easy to get through. And I was interested in it because it was stuff that would help me grow. So he basically said, hey, I would do here's the 8,000 word piece. Do you want me to do it for you? I mean, who's going to say no to that? That was absolutely something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. And that's one way to get noticed. You do the work and then you offer to do the work ahead of time because most people aren't willing to do that.
Another thing to do is come up with new marketing tactics and strategies that aren't abused or used yet, that most companies aren't leveraging, and bring it to the company you work for. And don't just bring them the idea,
bring them something that's pretty much done where you've already implemented or you've already laid it out and be like, I want to go do this. Can I get your approval? Or, hey, I've already done this, assuming it can't negatively impact the business, and be like, check this out. So always taking the initiative and testing and trying new things is always great, because all good marketing channels eventually get saturated and go to shit. So if you're helping them find new channels and doing things before the competitors, that's always very valuable.
Yeah. And by the way, Neil's talking about an Andrew Chen's piece, which you can all Google. It's the law of shitty click-throughs. Just Google Andrew Chen, law of shitty click-throughs, and you'll find exactly what Neil's talking about. So number three is, you can come with new ideas, but you cannot be scared. What I've noticed is that the younger people that really do well, where I just look at them and I'm like, this person's going to be successful no matter what. I look at them and the ones that speak up and they come with data, and maybe it's not their own data, but they come with research from other areas. They come with a hypothesis, and they have a structured way of thinking about things. Those are the ones that succeed. Because again, kind of going back to the first example I was talking about, if you are able to think on your own and then provide the solution, because some people can provide a solution, but they can't do it. Okay, that's somewhat helpful. But if you come with a solution and you offer to do it, that is infinitely more valuable. But in order to get to that level where you're actually able to do it, you have to speak up. Because sometimes what's going to happen is you're going to be dealing with politics. Other people are more entrenched than you are. Maybe they don't like the young buck coming up and speaking up, right? But that's what you have to do. You have to be willing to ruffle some feathers, and that's how you get to the next level, because the world is very competitive.
Yeah. Another thing you can do is try to see where a company can cut costs or make money as an employee and help them do that. Companies always want to make more money or save money. And if you can help them do that as a marketing employee, you will always stand out. And that goes really far. And when I mean, you know, save money, I'm not talking about, hey, like, let's fire these people. I'm talking about save money and being more scrappy, improving processes and efficiencies, reducing contractor bills that aren't necessarily needed. All these things are great. Or making money, like improving conversion rates, or adding basic things that a company may not be doing, such as follow-up sequences and email drip campaigns, right? Like, all these little things add up. And if you can show ROI and put that ROI to you, that makes you much more valuable.
All right. Number five, last but not least, this is a little bit counterintuitive, but you know what's interesting? I spoke at USC a couple of weeks ago, and then I was speaking to a group of entrepreneur students, and then they're like, oh, aren't you good? Aren't you worried about, like, how can you trust your employees? How can you let them do side hustles? Now, this is something Neil and I agree on: letting your people do side hustles. If you want to stand out as a marketing employee, do a side hustle and then bring those learnings to the table, and then bring those learnings over to the company that you work with right now. Because what's happening is you're showing to your boss that you're actively experimenting, you're testing, and you're not only sharing your wins, but you're sharing your losses too. And that in itself shows a very entrepreneurial side that most people aren't willing to explore. So I'm all for side hustles at the end of the day. And I think, Neil, you are too, correct?
I am. I love them.
All right. So that is it for today. Before we go, marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, to check out the special event that Neil and I are doing. Fill out an application. If it looks like it's a fit, Neil and I will both personally reach out to you. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.